we got a lot to talk about. We got an album that's out. We got a music video that's out. How have things been going? Let's say, because did I read that you guys started this back last year, late last year, early this year? This whole process?
Yeah, it's been, well, I guess we started about 2 years ago, but with this current lineup, we've been going for about a year now. So that's the lineup that made this album.
Kind of whirlwind as we're about to drop the LP, the full-length album?
Getting excited, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. Excited for it to finally be out and for everybody to hear it. And, you know, it's just been a long summer, so it's and very delayed in putting it out. I think we wanted to put out a long time ago, and it's finally here, so it's good.
For those that don't know, Sentimental Gentlemen, Fort McMurray Band, they have an LP that's going to be coming out on Saturday. That's also the CD release party at Paddy's. That's, I think, 8 o'clock is what we have on the tickets for people to go up there. So $20, you get your ticket in advance. That also includes an album once you get there as well, so you'll have that at the door. What else can people expect this Saturday?
Well, we got another band playing with us from Edmonton. They're called Forrester. They're awesome. Really exciting band. I think everybody will really like them. And we also have a friend of ours coming in from Vancouver who's a Yuck Yucks comedian. His name's Justin Nickel. And he's going to MC the night and put on a little act. So it should be a variety of fun for sure.
Let's get to this music video of song Kickin' Stones. We had it on Crank It or Yank It, and overwhelmingly people decided, our listeners decided to play it. So we will be cranking. You'll be hearing it more. The music video came out yesterday. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So kind of walk us through the process to getting a music video out. Because you guys were telling me off air a couple pretty cool stories about it.
You got to forfeit your bed for 3 days.
Yeah.
We had our buddy Barrett come down from Edmonton. He crashed with us for 3 days. Excellent dude to work with. Very, very relaxed. Real cool dude.
And you were filming between work.
Yeah. There was a day where I actually had to go into work dressed up in my character and do stuff. And it was kind of funny, but that was really cool.
So without giving too much of the plot away, it's a pretty intense, it's a pretty busy music video. And there is a car scene. Tell me a little bit about the cars that are in.
Yeah, we take our music videos seriously.
You do. You definitely do.
We had these classic cars in there. I guess basically it's like a Starsky and Hutch parody. We'll go there. And we had these classic cars, and I don't know.
Wasn't even street legal, you were saying. One of them has never been driven ever before until you were behind the wheel.
Yeah, the cops came around. There's a lot of muscle in those cars. So we had to be very careful. No, the one car is actually, it's one of the Eleanors from Gone in 60 Seconds. So there's only like 300 of them. And the gentleman who owns it, he's never let anybody drive it before. And I was the only other person to drive his car. So I was kind of scared when we're in the industrial area up in Gregoire. And I'm like weaving through cars. And Barrett's like, drive faster. Like, you got to catch the guy. It's a car chase scene. And I'm like 10 and 2 trying not to, you know, just freaking out. Yeah, so it was cool. By the second time around, I felt like a man, though. I was driving this, like, you know, American Muscle. And then I, you know, it was good. We got some good shots. So
over 3 days, how many retakes or how many times did you have to keep doing stuff over and over again? The performance is there. That must have taken probably the shortest amount of time because you guys have been playing it forever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was done in our garage. We did that overnight. That was the easiest part. But I don't know. I think said and done, there was like close to 4 hours of footage afterwards or something like that.
Yeah.
Like it was a...
So you're not quitting your jobs to become thespians is what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not one take. You're like, no, I need to find my inspiration. That music video, you can check it out. I got a link to it to your YouTube page, rock979.ca, and also sentimentalgentleman.com if you want to check out any of that stuff. The album itself, so if people are looking for it, are we on iTunes yet? Or is that get live this weekend?
There's a pre-order up right now.
Okay.
And then it'll be available on like iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and then on our own page as well at sentimentalgentleman.com.
Who's your inspirations? Who's your heroes when you guys, you know, were coming up or learning to either sing or play or?
Oh, man. Well, everybody in the band comes from like a very different background. And I think that really adds the cool dynamic we have doing something a little different. But like, I grew up on punk rock. So like Suicidal Tendencies, like what else? Like Vandals, like Josh Freese is my idol. But,
Yeah, I was like listening to like Gordon Lightfoot, and, you know, strumming on acoustic guitar, and I thought that was really rock and roll, like Massey Hall, you know.
It seems like you guys are having fun up there.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we do it. Like, it's just fun to jam with these guys. We all live together now, so it's kind of getting serious, you know?
Yeah, it's sort of serious.
It's common law.
Yeah.
You guys have changed your Facebook statuses to it's complicated.
It's complicated. It's complicated. Yeah.
That'd be funny.
So if you want to let any messages know to anyone in Fort McMurray ahead of your show on Saturday, ahead of the CD release, ahead of anything, go ahead. Mike's yours.
Yeah, just really excited for the album to come out and hope to see everybody up at Patty's. And we got some new merch coming out too. So come up to the show and say hi and hope everybody likes the new album.
I do have to give you props on you're just about everywhere in social media. You're there with your own site. Do you guys like doing the social media stuff? Like on a personal level, do you...
Honestly, I wish it didn't come with the job, yeah. But I think it does, you know? It's really exhausting.
For sure. I feel the same way. If I didn't have a radio gig, yeah. I probably wouldn't have a Facebook page.
It's just such a game, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, okay, well, Facebook to the Instagram to the Twitter to the, you know,
got to keep feeding the beast. Yeah.
And there's something cool we've never even heard about.
The content just always
new.
Has to be fed.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a creative time of day? Is there a certain... morning, afternoons, after work, on the bus too, that you guys are like your most creative?
We have really cool neighbors.
Yeah.
Like, we're lucky because we play really loud. But we jam every Wednesday and we like tell them that and they're cool with that.
So like Wednesday night jam night, you know what's going to happen.
Sometimes we sneak in a Tuesday.
Yeah.
but Wednesday nights, they know.
So nighttime?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, good luck with the CD release party with the show this Saturday.
Thank you.
That's this Saturday at Patty's, 8 o'clock, doors open, you can get your tickets. Oh, yeah, where can you get the tickets?
You can get them from us, or we do have them up at Patty's, and I think that's it.
Yeah.
So either get a hold of you through your website, sentimentalgentleman.com.
Yeah, or on Facebook, or
Instagram.
Probably sign up for the mailbox.
You can Vine you guys. I heard Rob's got a Tinder account. Maybe you can hit him up on that.
Yeah. Was it swipe left?
I don't know, man. I'd probably swipe right.
Ouch.
Thanks for coming in, guys.